This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, welcome to All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Brian McFadden, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Man, the name says it all. If you're rocking with us, make sure you leave a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And now you can leave us a five-star rating as well on Spotify. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can get alerted of all our great content right away. Now, let's get to our awesome show. First quarter, it's officially time for our school check-in. I've been waiting a long time to say that. I had to wait until our guy was officially signed right back with the organization, the Minnesota Vikings. So, yes, we have our school check-in back for all you guys who've been waiting for the school check-in. We're back. And get this. We're seeing a lot of pro days take off. Elite prospects go out and do their thing. Viking draft focus. Last week, Pat P, myself, we had a candid conversation about what's next for the Minnesota Vikings. Free agency is still upon us, but the next big event is the NFL draft. And there are a lot of buzz, Pat P. There has been a lot of buzz from our conversation last week regarding what the Minnesota Vikings potentially will do with their first round selection, which is number 12, by the way. And we talked about this. I've been high on this individual. You clearly been high on this individual as well, Derek Stingley Jr., who we've had on the show. If you missed that episode, it's in your feed. I encourage you to check it out. Derek Stingley just worked out at LSU's Pro Day. He impressed. He wowed the scouts. Ran a 4.37, jumped to 38 and a half. He had surgery to repair a Liz Frank injury in September. He seems to be 100% healthy from that. Pat P, I also saw you tweeted out something about how smooth and how easy that 40 looked. Granted, I know you were expecting to see that time, but when you literally saw Derek Stingley run and see him do some of the other drills, what were your thoughts?
Man, I had no thoughts. I wasn't surprised. I've seen it. You know what I mean? So I think more people was, you know, concerned on how he was going to bounce back after the repair of the Liz Frank.
Yep.
But I think he silenced all those questions. You know, I think he's arguably the best corner in this draft, you know, without even playing half the season, you know, this year. So it's just going to come down to if a team is, you know, honestly, to me, it's not really taking a gamble because he went out there and showed that he can move, showed that he can run top speed, showed he can backpedal break and all of those things. So all of those concerns should be out of the window. So I do expect him to be the first corner taken. I don't see him surviving 12. That'd be great if he is, but I don't see Derek surviving going past 10, honestly. And I honestly don't know what teams need, but I know one thing. Teams need quarterbacks, offensive linemen,
rushers and corners.
No doubt about it. So a corner or somewhere in that top 10.
and what we're seeing right now, when you look at the demographic financially with wide receivers, they paying these guys $30 million and 28, 29. You better have guys that can cover them.
No doubt about it.
And I'm right there with you. I know last week before Pro Day, some people had concerns regarding the injury. But seeing what he did this week during his Pro Day, I don't think he would be available at 12. If he is, that's a big win for Minnesota.
That's a steal.
That's that deal. You go into a store, you go into Saks Fifth, and they got a Louis Vuitton jacket on the clearance rack, and you're like, oh shoot.
The Gator one though, not that normal print.
Exactly. You like, man, this on the clearance rack? I got to get this.
I got it. What, I got another one in the back?
Man, no question. Even if that ain't your real size, even if it's a size too big, too small, you're gonna make it happen. You're gonna make it work. That's the feeling if he is there at 12, but I don't think he will be. I know a good friend of mine who coaches in the NFL. He was actually at the pro day, and we had a conversation this morning regarding Derek Stingley. He said, man, listen, he was already high on Stingley, but he said watching him do his drills, it was so natural. He said he don't see him getting outside the top seven.
Man, I'm telling you, like when I was with him his freshman year, when we talked about him, when we started All Things Covered, I was just highly impressed, like you said, how he moved, how he understood the game. You can just tell that he was raised in the game of football with his dad, his grandfather, and things like that. Just his knowledge of the game, and like your close friend said, just the way he moved, it just came so easy to him. That's why it was no doubt in my mind that, you know, when he will come available, that he's going to be a first rounder. It's just going to come about, you know, where he's going to be taken. You know, his talent is, you know, unmatched. You know what I mean? It's not many talents that you see like his that come through LSU. And I probably say it's about 20 guys, and he's in that top 20 for sure.
No question. And if you're looking at where the Vikings are slated in the first round, if Stingley falls, and I say falls, right? If he falls outside the top seven, you may have to trade up. Now, depending on what happens in the top six, the top five, you know, we could see a run on defensive linemen. We could see a run potentially on quarterbacks. We could see two quarterbacks go in the top 10. Who knows? But if he's outside the top seven, top eight, then you might have to consider moving up to go get him, because he's that type of player. But this draft is going to be so exciting because the unthinkable always happens. The unexpected always happens. And when it comes to taking a chance, what better place to take a chance than in Vegas? So if your organization, a la the Minnesota Vikings, if you want to roll that dice and see if you can hit that lucky seven.
That's tonight.
If you can hit that lucky seven, Vegas is the best place to do it. So now it's up to the Vikings to see exactly what will happen next. But get this, we got 3 weeks to have these type of conversations. But Minnesota Viking fans, I know you guys were excited with the conversation that me and Pat had regarding Derek Stingley. But based on this pro day, we have to be honest here. We don't think he might be available at 12 based on how well he performed. So now, what is next? So share your thoughts with us in our comments. Please let us know, what do you think the Vikings should do if Stingley is not there? Should it be Sauce Gardner if he's there? Should it be a defensive lineman who potentially could fall? This is a lot to tap into, but one thing I will say, first round, Minnesota, go defense.
Oh, 100%.
Go defense. Go get somebody that could add to the production when it comes to stopping number 12. That's what you need. 12 is the guy you got to stop. If you want to have any playoff aspirations, you got to find a guy or guys that can add to what you already have defensively, Pat P, and stopping number 12. And that's Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Well, Pat P, I know we talked a lot about draft, getting ready for the draft, but there has been some other news throughout the NFL. And your former head coach, B.A., decided to step down, surprised a lot of people. He named Todd Bowles as the coach in waiting. Todd Bowles will be the head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number one, Pat P, you respect and like both guys, right? What was your reaction to B.A. stepping down and knowing that Todd Bowles will be the head coach for the Buccaneers?
You know, that would have been a great has Pat heard, because I didn't hear about this until Saturday. Last Saturday, because when this happened, like last week sometime.
This happened during the week, last week.
Yeah, so I didn't hear about this until Saturday. Golfing with a good buddy of mine, Tim Jennings and Gerard Powers, and another golf member was with us. And he was like, yeah, man, what you think about B.A. Stepping out? I was like, what you mean? Oh, B.A. said last year. B.A. came out and said it's going to be his last year or whatever. Because obviously I heard the news that Tom Brady was coming back. So I was like, man. He said, Gerard said, yeah, he named, Todd as his head coach. I said, oh, man, that's dope. I said, that's what's up, man. Congratulations with Todd, this, that, and another. He was like, what you think about that? I was like, shit, I don't know. He was like, man, I think it was something between B.A.
and Tom Brady.
He was like, because think about it. How miraculously, you know, Tom Brady retired, said he ain't coming back. He comes back. And now B.A. steps down. He's like, man, something ain't right about that. So, honestly, I don't know what to think of it because, I mean, you know, it's a lot of things you can, you know, read in between the lines. But, you know, I was shocked when I heard the news on the golf course Saturday for sure. But I was also excited to hear that Coach Bowles got the job because I know he wants another opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League. So he has his opportunity. But do I think there was bad blood between Coach B.A. and Tom Brady? I don't know. You know,
I don't think so.
You know, I couldn't see that in watching the games. Obviously, you know, I got to, you know, play for games, get prepared for games myself. But on television and in the games, I never saw that. You know, I never saw that. So I don't know.
I don't think it was bad blood. Nothing that led to B.A. walking away from the game. I think when he knew Tom Brady was coming back, he knew the team would be in a better spot.
Yeah.
And as he stated, for him, knowing that best case scenario, he was probably going to coach one more year, why not leave now and give a better opportunity for Todd Bowles? Because one thing for a coach that is a new coach to a new organization, most of these individuals take bad jobs.
Yes.
You know, everyone doesn't get an opportunity to walk into a situation where everything is pretty much there for the taking. They just got to guide the guys in the right direction. A lot of these jobs are bad. And B.A. said that, you know, instead of me coaching one more year, having another good year with Tom, Todd Bowles get an opportunity to be a head coach elsewhere. It might not have the long shelf life because the situation is bad. Now he has an opportunity where you got one of the best to ever do it back in return in the saddle as the quarterback. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to have a good year. Now, it puts a lot of pressure on Todd Bowles, right?
That it does.
It does, but the opportunity is better currently in Tampa than, let's say, elsewhere where there's a lot of unknown. So I don't think it was any bad blood. And also, too, Pat P, the news, B.A. made his announcement 2 hours after you made your free agency announcement.
Mm.
So that's why. But heck, you waited. You didn't hear the news until Saturday, so you did your announcement on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. So you were just floating around. I didn't know what was going on because you said, "Dang, you just found out last Saturday."
I don't be on the social media and all that stuff. I'd be busy with the girls and golfing and I don't even turn my TV on in the house. So only time ESPN come on is literally during the season.
No. CBS, we don't say that.
I'm sorry.
Eric edit that. Oh, you might want to keep it. Who knows? We don't know. But you get what you say.
That's the only time I watch television, man. During the season. Yeah.
And talking to real quick before we let you go, Pat P. We know you're a big time golfer. And now for our listeners and viewers, check this out. We're recording this on Thursday, right? So the Masters, by the time this released, the Masters were basically teed off. But how excited are you?
Off already, man. Let me check and see if Tiger teed off already.
I was about to ask you, when you heard Tiger's gave during that announcement a few days ago saying, I'm playing, and he said he believed he can win. Oh, matter of fact, Tiger's playing great as we get this NT update. Tell us about your excitement, Pat P.
Man, I can't wait to get off this show so I can go watch him play. That's how excited I am, man.
I got a question. Why Augusta right up the street from you? Why you ain't go to the Masters?
Man, because I got to do the show, man. I had to be home for the show. Nah, but I got some things to do this weekend.
Okay. It makes sense. It makes sense. But yeah, how excited were you when you heard Tiger was going to play?
If I was there, I definitely was going. But I was super excited because I didn't know, like I said, you know, I'm not into the social media. Yep. I happened to find out, I'm watching, you know, television, and it came across the screen that Tiger is in Augusta, warming up for the Masters. I'm like, whoa. I thought he said he wasn't coming back till, you know, St. Andrews, and that's in, you know, July. So I was like, oh man, this is dope, man. I want to know how true this is. Then a lot of caddies starts coming out, talking about his progression throughout his practice rounds. Freddie Couples was coming. A lot of the players, Justin Thomas was coming out talking about how impressed they were with him moving around a golf course, walking up and down the undulated course that is Augusta. So when the news came, I was like, man, this is going to be dope. This is going to be super dope. Then I woke up this morning, took the kids out. It's all gray outside. Then they tell me it's a 30-minute delay. So now I got all this other stuff that the dog on to tend to that I couldn't watch him tee off number one with his first tournament tee shot since the surgery. So I'm a little bit bummed about that, but I cannot wait for the show to be over so I can go finally attend to watch the GOAT finish his first round.
Of the match. You know what? We're going to grant you your wish right now. Currently, Tiger is -1 through -7. He's off to a real.
That is minus huh? one, man. One
minus
under.
One.
One under, man. Just say one under. I'm sitting on
I'm sorry, coach. Well, get help get my golf verbiage together then. That's what you
say. Negative
happy
one.
What I said, -1? Hey, while y'all laughing at me right now, it's okay. Don't worry, I'll be better by next year. Hey, wait, hey, great show once again, Pat Pete. Get ready for the Masters. Go watch, as he say, the GOAT. He's tied for second at the moment, Pat P. So go ahead. We're going to let you get to the Masters. But, hey, Viking Nation, please let us know what you think with Derek Stingley. If he's not available, which direction should the Minnesota Vikings go? Offense, defense? Me and Pat believe got to go get a defensive guy to go stop number 12. Should it be a guy with his hand in the dirt? Or should it be a guy that's backpedaling in the secondary? Let us know how you feel. But until next time, we will see you when we see you. Peace.
Go!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.